The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? As advertised, a short second segment here. We do thank Athletic Director Craig Littlepage for joining us, and we didn't want to cut him off with commercials, so we're going to have a short segment here, and we're going to do the LeClaire Ryan play or player of the game segment. Frank?
Definitely the player, and the player, without question, is Malcolm Brogdon, fifth-year senior. Today he was recognized as the ACC Basketball Player of the Week. This was the second time this season the ACC has recognized him. This week he averaged 27 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2 steals as number 3, but now number 4. Virginia went 1-1 against two of the best teams in the country, barely got edged out at Miami, but then rebounded nicely Saturday night to beat the Tar Heels. Brogdon is an Atlanta native. He demonstrated in both games what a totally complete, outstanding basketball player is. He guards the other team's number one or number two scorer almost every game. He ball handles quite a bit to beat the press. He sets the tempo. He takes all the big shots, just about, almost without question.
And I went up to the concession stand at halftime and bought a hot dog from him. He was up there working the concession stand.
It was crazy. And you know what? He wasn't even sweating, which is kind of weird.
No, he's just such a terrific kid, a great player. So our LeClaire Ryan player of the game, Malcolm Brogdon. Hope he continues to play well this week and beyond. Got several more weeks to go. It'd be nice to go all the way to early April, but at any rate, got to focus on Clemson first things first.
I still maintain that this team, just as I said before the season began, this team has the ability and the coaching to get to the Final Four. It's an uphill climb. There's no two ways about it. It's uphill. But you know what? If they can secure that number one seed, which is now within their reach, Virginia can put themselves in a position where they don't have to play any toughies until that third or fourth game. And that makes all the difference.
Well, number one, it's beneficial the first round. But even playing the 8-9 team in the bracket can be a tough game. At any rate, let's go to our bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, speaking of basketball, we'll have Jimmy Miller joining us after these commercial messages. You're listening to Who's Talking. Please stay tuned.